There are a few items within authorization and access control that can be configured to implement some security best practices with minimal impact to end users. So, implementing the concept of least privileges. This is where you ensure that the users have enough capability on the information system to accomplish their assigned duties, but nothing more than that. So if you have an administrative assistant, they typically will not require admin privileges to, say, install software. Conversely, a system administrator does not require administrative access to read their email. So if you ever wondered why privileged users have their admin account and a regular user account, it's to limit their capabilities so that, you know, an admin doesn't accidentally send out something on their admin account via email and so on and so forth. So that's why those separations exist. Separations of duties will split sensitive functions into multiple individual roles to minimize collusion. The most common one is the segregation between, say, a system administrator and a system auditor. This is just to make sure that there's checks and balances in place. Another example would be a system administrator should not be the same person as a network administrator who should not be a security auditor. Again, this is to provide oversight of activities and to ensure that no one position can make changes unilaterally without involving somebody else. And then we get to accountability. This is the ability to trace an activity to a specific user or to the initiator. You know, this is like similar to crime shows on TV where suspects are deemed guilty based upon supporting evidence. The same concept applies to information systems. So if you use somebody, if you allow somebody to use your identifier and authenticator, when it comes back to it for accountability purposes, that will trace directly back to you, and you are actually held accountable for everything that they did under your account name. So that is the purpose of accountability, is to be able to isolate an activity to a specific user.